Now on News Talk 960 KKNT, it's time for Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox, president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. Visit us online at MinutemanHQ.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Simcox.
Hello, folks. It's a live broadcast from the Kings Anvil Ranch near Three Points, Arizona. We apologize for a little bit of dead air there. That happens when you're out here doing a live broadcast and learning this new technology. So we apologize for that. But Minuteman Radio is on the air from Three Points, Arizona. We got a whole crowd here. Our midnight shift is here listening in to our first live broadcast here on Minuteman Radio on KKNT 960 News Talk Radio. I want to give out those call-in numbers for the folks locally in the Phoenix area. Call us at 602-508-0960. Toll free nationwide if you're listening on the World Wide Web, 888-960-9696. We have a full show tonight. We've got callers that will be calling in. We're giving everyone an update on how the October project is going, the 30-day 24/7 muster, Operation Blockwatch here in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California. Last week we heard from Washington State. We hope to get a call in from the New Hampshire border tonight with Ron Aplinas, and the New Hampshire team is on the line this weekend watching the northern border with Canada. So much going on. I tell you, it's been a busy, busy week. I'll give you an update here for the October operation. Here so far, after 8 days, and we haven't finished the eighth day here in October, we have 136 sightings, with 77 confirmed apprehensions by Border Patrol. It's been very busy. It's been picking up quite a bit. We just got a call in right now. One of our teams has 4 in the Brawley Wash. We're bringing you the action live as it happens right here. Border Patrol's been called. They're calling in for another 4 that we spotted. First couple of days started off a little slow, but I tell you, yesterday, on the 4th, we had 78 sightings with 21 apprehensions. On the 5th, we had 98 sightings just on this one ranch here just above Sossabee, Arizona. Of those 98 sightings, unfortunately, only 7 apprehensions. Border Patrol, for some reason, had no personnel to deal with that. So it's getting very busy. Oh, I see there. I read that wrong. 29 yesterday, 29 sightings, 21 apprehensions, so that's a better ratio. And so they keep coming. We're seeing many fewer coming across this month in October than we did last April. We're in the same location where we had over 1,500 sightings during the month. So we're not sure what this month will show us as we go through the month. But so much going on around the country. Of course, many of you have heard about the melee at Columbia College. If those didn't know, one of our co-founders of the Minutemen Project a year and a half ago, Mr. Gilchrist, who now leads the Minutemen Project, had a speaking engagement at one of the most liberal, socialist college campuses around in our country. Why he would speak there, I don't know, I guess, but he did a great job in exposing the socialist, the communist movement in this country. About 2 minutes into his speech there at Columbia University, a group of students, radical students, I wonder if they're on scholarship. If they are, they should probably have their scholarships revoked. But they charged the stage with signs, knocked over the lectern, and forced Mr. Gilchrist to cancel his speaking engagement. So much for free speech. And I'm sure that these progressives, as many people refer to them, wanted to make sure that their speech was heard, their opinions was heard, but no one else's. And, of course, that's the way the progressive movement in this country works. Free speech under the Bill of Rights, of course, is okay as long as it's your speech that's heard, but no one else's. And they made sure of that. But so we send kudos out to Mr. Gilchrist and his team, at least bringing out these people, bringing them out into the open. And we've seen that with a lot of the protests going on around the country. I know that we had contact from the FBI on and off over the last year and a half, and they thanked us very much for what we're doing and the fact that it's helping them, it's helping to bring radical element, the radical progressive elements, out of the woodwork and out into the streets so that they can photograph them and keep track of them and hopefully keep our nation safe from this movement that's going on. So that was a big news item this week. And here today we've got lots of guests that will be coming on. We've got Carmen Mercer, of course.
Hello again.
Vice President of Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, who's here with us at the King's Anvil Ranch. We have Sandy and Quetzal, who are our administrative team extraordinaire, that are here listening in. Wow, we've got so many people. Last week we talked to Pineapple. Pineapple 6 is here again. And we'll bring him on, and Mike. Mike, who's our comms expertise, man of expertise here. And, of course, I'm going to bring you an update, not only here from the King's Ranch, where I just told you about 136 sightings in the first 8 days and 77 apprehensions. Hopefully we're going to get four more. I see the team rushing out now to meet Border Patrol to take them to the location. But this week I also spent 2 days over at the fence project where we're building our fence. And
yes.
Carmen, you were there, and we got soaked as well.
We got soaked. You didn't.
Well, you know what? I had common sense. I got in out of the rain. But
I was wet from neck to toe, whereas he was in his car and just looked at us and just laughed.
Just to save a tent from blowing away. But
yes.
We had a we've got a team. Our security teams are watching the border. Watching the Border Fence Project, keeping an eye on the heavy equipment that's there. We had the steel post delivered last week. This week we drilled about a third of a mile of fence post holes so that we can begin erecting those fences. The fence post, original Minuteman operation that was over there and it continued to be over there. Our good guys, Pete from New York, who's been here for 10 days, all the way from New York watching, and Gene Barbetta, who's out there keeping an eye on things. The first night they had a group of about 30 that came through their camp, called Border Patrol. Border Patrol responded, unfortunately chased them down about a couple of miles north of the border. On Wednesday night, though, we had a group that we feel was probably a plant, a group that was put up to coming across through our sector. Their behavior was quite obvious that they came across and before we even turned the lights on, they sat down, which meant that they wanted to be caught. Pete was watching them on the thermal scope, and they rushed the border there, and about half of them sat down, and the other half moved ahead of about 40 yards and just stopped and waited for our team to come on them. They turned the lights on them. Half of the group started running around in circles, basically, not really wanting to get away, wanting to see if our group, our Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers would chase them, so we pretty much feel it was a setup, especially at processing at NACO headquarters, that they complained that they were detained and held by Minutemen volunteers.
Actually, that happened after the consulate got news of that. The Border Patrol had asked them if we detained them, and of course our guys did not detain them, and When they went to the Border Patrol station, somehow later on the consulate got involved, and then they changed their story and now say that they were detained.
Yes, they were detained. And, of course, videotape helps to exonerate us again, and that video will be shown to the proper authorities that no wrongdoing took place. No one's civil rights were violated. So we've got those updates coming in. We're going to have a lot of callers tonight, hopefully. We've got Bob calling in to give us an update on the New Mexico operation. We have Carl, hopefully from California, that will be calling in, giving us an update there. Carl, if you're listening.
Tony Doles.
Give us a call. Tony Doles, running for State Assembly in California. Minuteman extraordinaire will be calling in the second hour. So we've got some guests coming up. Hopefully we'll talk to some folks that are here. I know we've got some folks from Georgia. We've got folks from anybody else here from out of state?
Well,
who do we have? From Alaska.
Yes,
Sue.
Sarah's with
Sarah,
us again.
Sarah,
yes.
All the way from Alaska. Sarah, we got to get you on in the next segment. Come on over here and get ready to go on and tell us what brings you down here from Alaska all the way to the Arizona border. We got Charles that's here. He's going to fill in for us and give us some updates as well. So we've got a lot coming up on Minuteman Radio, Minuteman HQ headquarters. Give us a call, 602-508-0960, toll-free nationwide, 888- 960-9696. MNHQ Radio will be back right after this break.